Yeah, you shave on Sunday. Okay. We're talking about Abaya. Abaya says at the end of the Gemara, Abaya says something to everybody we're not going to learn. Okay. Do you know what I had for my Shabbos suit of the Shabbos? Yes.
Liver.
No.
Liver.
What did Romanian I have? Salami. Why am I asking you?
Romanian salami.
It was tremendous. Oh, I let it dry out until the Shabbos. You cannot believe what it was like.
How many weeks?
What?
How many weeks did it dry out?
How many weeks did it dry out?
Four?
More than that.
Ten?
Ten.
Oh, yes. This
yeah. excuse me, there's something don't invite over people, all for yourself. Yeah. Okay. Zakhti Gemara, I'm Abaya. Let's just go over Abaya. And then I want to get to the halacha maisis things over here. I'm Abaya. Borah v'alcha la'alter, borah minyach la'alter. You can be borah v'alcha la'alter right away, borah minyach la'alter right away. L'bay b'yayim lo yifar. And don't be bar by vayayim. That means not for the sukkah. Bimbir nasa kabar al aitzer. If you do make brera, it's like you're doing it for aitzer v'chayv chatos. Nichayv chatos. Amru rabbanan, rabbanan kamei de rabu. Rabbanan said, either all these two rutsim in front of rabba, exactly what rabbanan said to rabba is a shalva, but rabbanan said to rabba, amru shapur amma nachmeni. Nachmeni is right. Nachmeni is Abaya. He was Yosem, and he was brought up by the last name Nachman. So he was called Nachmeni. That was the last name Nachmeni. And Abaya is right. Now, what is Abaya right? How much is Abaya right? What is Abaya right? That's everything. Halacha depends on this. Abaya is right. What's Abaya right? Let's just see the Ritva for a second. I want to read the inside. You know, I like when these things inside. Let's see the ritual for a second. I think this ritual was yesterday, and yesterday's Mom of Kindness, so we didn't have time to do it. So let's see the ritual inside. On the Pei Aleph in the ritual, HaKadoshim, if you have it, if you don't have it, you know, pray to God that He shows it to you in your mind. But let's see in the ritual. Mal, you listen to Ritva?
Yeah.
Ella Amra Abaya.
Go
ahead. Okay. Someone's going to be embarrassed, either me or you. I don't know if it's me. Ella Amra Abaya. Barav Alkal Lashaitai, Barav Amniyak Lashaitai, Afilip Solis, Utof Alkal, Ubob Yam Lo Yivra. So it's interesting. If you look at the Ritva, you always think that the big words are the Gemara, right? You have it? Oh, you always think that the big does anybody have it? You always think the big words are the Gemara. And then there's the Ritva. But the bold letter words are the Gemara. But here the bold letters added to Abaya. What's the bold letters here that's supposed to be the Gemara usually added to Abaya? What? No, I don't think so. Whoever has it, what did he add? What?
Aval. Doing Aval, so that's.
No, I'm doing two lower than Aval. Then there's Maskif, and then there's Ella.
Oh, we're doing
Ella. What? Does anyone have it? Could see what he added to the Gemara? Very good. El Amra Abaya is up to Ritva. Barer v'alchal v'shaitai barer miyak v'shaitai. V'afilu psailis mitach alchal. Even Abaya's heter is even psailis mitachal. If I'm doing it for this suda, I could even take out Psalms from Eichel according to Abaye, it's good. That's the Ritva Shita. That according to Abaye, Abaye doesn't mention Eichel to Psalms. Not only that, Abaye, what did Abaye say about Rebbe Nuna? What did Abaye say about Rebbe Nuna? Midi Eichel to Psalms Knan, Midi Psalms to Eichel Knan, is a Midi. So, Zakir Ritva, yeah, Abaye argues. Now, Abaye says, even psalmist with an alcohol for the Sunday you could eat. But the Baibayam, La Yivra, Baibayam, don't make Brera. And Brera, don't be Borer, live Baibayam. And according to Abaye, if you're Borer, but Baibayam, is it Putter or is it Chayev? Chayev, it's not only, it's not Putter, Abul Aser, it's Chayev. If you're Borer, not for this meal, chayv chatas. Pirush. Zok de Ritva. If you don't have it, just listen closely, because this is mamish what's negated to us. Pirush. Rafigu oichol metarch psalus. Even oichol metarch psalus. What? Zok de Ritva, another chiddush. A chiddush upon chiddush. First he's saying that according to Abaye, Psalus Mutar Eichel is mutter if it's in that meal. And if it's not that meal, it's Chayav Chatos. Now comes when Ritva says, and if it's Eichel Mutar Psalus, not for the meal, it's also Chayav Chatos. Until now, we learned that Eichel Mutar Psalus is not Derech Breira, it's Derech Achila. Comes in the Baye and says, no. Baye says, Psalus Mutar Psalus also, not for this meal, is a Chayav Chatos. Remember that. That's very important. Vefila biyadai, and even biyad, not only napa v'kivra. Who said it has to be napa v'kivra? Do you remember? Yesterday, whoever was here yesterday, who said napa v'kivra is chayiv only? Ramban, we learned yesterday. Okay. Vefila biyadai, in bira chayiv chatas. Eichel metal psalus, even biyad, which is the least. Biyad is the least bearer. If it's not for this meal, chayev chatas. Yes.
Is there a reason that the Ramban brings napa b'kivra, however you pronounce that, napa b'kivra, napa b'kivra, and then Tosis says mishana.
Yeah.
One is talking about mishana. They have the same dinim. You're both chayev.
That we did. That we talked about yesterday. Remember, if Mishamer is a kli, just like not from the kibble, which Ramban says it is. Remember? Yeah, that was Ramban.
Why do you say Mishamer? Why do you have to say not from the kibble?
Because bring a butter is not Mishamer. It's butter.
Now, well, Mishamer is like a different
way. Right. Like a, Mishamer, is a, Mishamer is a is a subcategory of butter. Okay. Nimtza comes out. Someone in this year came over to me. Maybe you did. Came over to me that there's different clues in different chumras in the Baye. Was that you? I mean, it was Matthew, but Matthew's not here. Okay. Nimtza. Abaye met. Shalom.
Hello.
I was waiting for that one. What?
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while, yeah.
Never
you back. Nimtza, Abaye, Mekel Yaiser, Rav Nuna. The Borer Ra'echel Shaili. Comes out, Abaye is Mekel on Rav Hamnuna. Whoever's with me should be able to know this. Where is Abaye Mekel on Rav Hamnuna? What? Abaye is Mekel on Rav Hamnuna. Abaye allows you to take Solus with the Echel La'alter. Abaye is in one part Mekel on Rav Hamnuna. Yes.
What does
Rabbi
mean by
he's Mekel on Rav Hamnuna? Rav Hamnuna said that Ochel is always Aser, it's always Chayav Chatas. If you take the bad from the good, you're always Chayav Chatas. Abaye is Mekel on him. He says, no. If you take it for this meal, it's allowed. That's a kula.
He's explaining Rav Hamnuna.
No, he's arguing Rav Hamnuna in one part the kula, Rav Hamnuna. Okay? Umachmi Yosem imenu, but he's also Machmen Rav Nuna. In what case is he Machmen Rav Nuna? Ochel Metel Solos. Rav Nuna says Ochel Metel Solos is always Mutter. Abaye says, Ochel Matok Psolus, for after the meal will be Chayev Chatos. So he's Mekon Rav Nuna and he's Machman Rav Nuna. Machman Yosef, Mimenu Bar Rabbi Beyoim, Shu Chayev Chatos, Afir Babar Ochel Matok Psolus. That is the Ritva. Avamoyri Harabs Al Pirish, Mishem Rabbeinu HaGadol. Who's Rabbeinu HaGadol? And the Ritva Kadashim, it's the Ramban. Okay, right now he's bringing the Ramban. But Moira Harav Pirish, Mishem Rabbeinu HaGadol Zal, the Abaye Roshari, Ela Ochel Matok Psolas, Abaye allows Ochel Matok Psolas, Hokikama. Midi Ochel Matok Psolas, Tani Horesha. Yosef Masefa. Havada Kula Bukhada Gavni. That means a biased question is Midi Ochel Tok Psolus that the price that we're talking about is one case. It's either Ochel Tok Psolus or Psolus Tok Ochel. Vadai Havada Kula Bukhada Gavni. Borer Vochel Laalter Ochel Tok Psolus Amri. It's only you're allowed to be Ochel Tok Psolus. Below Yivro, Rabo Biyom, Afilu Ochel Matok Psolus, Bebirav Chayav Chatos. That Ochel Matok Psolus, Le Shaitai, right, is what's Mutter. Ochel Matok Psolus for the rest of the day is Usher. But psolus mitoch ochel will always be chatas. What did Labaya should be psolus mitoch ochel afilu shaitai chayiv k'rav amnuna? And this is the Ramban. You remember the Ramban, Mal? That Abaya is moisif on Rav Amnuna. Abaya doesn't argue with Rav Amnuna. Abaya is moisif Rav Amnuna. We'll stop there. Now, then the next, we have to learn, I just asked about you. Baruch Shem, you here. Are you fasting?
No.
Oh, it's what's the issue
about?
No. No one can get it. You got it?
Yeah.
What?
We saw.
Okay. You got it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. My father was once in a hotel up in the mountains. I went to visit in the hotel and he's sitting there on the porch in a rocking chair in those slippers. And I said to my father, how you doing? So he says, it's a really nice place, but every day is Tisha B'Av. I say, every day is Tisha B'Av? So he says, yeah. All I do here is I wear my slippers, I wait for the next meal. Every day it's Tisha B'Av. Okay. Anyway. But he was a Litvak. Litvaks love Tisha B'Av. He hates him. Okay. Aruch HaMei D'Rava V'Ami Le Shapir Amrachimeni. Rava said Shapir Abinachimeni. Now, what the Ritva is going to do now is Ritva tell you what he thinks halacha ma'isa is. We're going to start learning halacha ma'isa. Let's see what the Ritva thinks halacha ma'isa is. Nimtza l'meidim, aliba d'hilchasa. Comes out aliba d'hilchasa. The kol rivra, every boirer, afilu l'boi b'yayim aser. And this was the Ritva before. Every type of boirer, which means ochel matok psolus, or psolus matok ochel, is Rabo Bayom Usr, Afil Biyadav, Bafil Okum Tok Sarvis, Bachayev Chatas Yeshvay Ariba Dabaya Rabba Mias. Ariba Dabaya is Chayev Chatas. Ubinapa Bekivra. Now comes, he's adding. The Ritva is adding. What about Napa Bekivra? Chayev Bafilu Rechal Alter. If you use a Napa Bekivra, you're always chayev chatos, even during the meal. Even during the meal, napa v'kivra, you're always chayev chatos. Kanim v'tamchoy, padra v'asr. And kanim v'tamchoy, even in the meal, It's Padrav Lasser, which is what? Asr Midrabana. The Ein Lanu Mutter. And what's the only het that we have? What? Miyad. And?
Biyad.
And this is this Ritva. The only het that we have is Ochel Metoch Psolis, Miyad, Biyad. And that's the Ritva here. The Ein Lanu Mutter, El Libro Geshaitai, that's Miyad, Biyado, Biyad, Ochel Metoch Psolis. That's the Ritva. That is the Psak of the Ritva. You only have one heter in Brera. Because you're passing like a Baya. You have one heter in Brera. Ochel Matok Psolas, Biyad, Miyad. Always remember that. That's the Ritva's only heter in Brera. Yes.
Didn't the Baya say, according to the Ritva, that you could take Psolas from Ochel Miyad also?
What?
That you could take Psolas from Ochel Miyad also, according to the Ritva.
Yes, and so he what he did was he made a Lamaisa passing more like the Ramban than like himself. That's what he's doing.
He's called more Ramban.
He intertwines his sheet with Ramban. Really, that's what he does. Ulidas Taisus, and he says Taisus argues on this. I feel psolus mitoch ochel kshaosa biyado l'shate. Taisus holds it's even by psolus mitoch ochel. The ain heter zem mechuver, and this is not a right heter. Then he has something I don't know exactly what this is, and then it's like what I tell you guys: don't ask me yet. But he gets into one of these cases. We don't do this now, so I don't know what it exactly. Ma'ata, mashinago lichtash egozim ushkedim. They chopped up egozim, or what?
Walnuts.
What?
Walnuts.
Shkedim. Almonds. Ukiyotzeba, livra ochel mehem kodim asuda, kreilecho bishasuda. So what they did was, they used walnuts and almonds in, let's call it in our language, in the salad. And the wife, before coming up from shul, she would chop up the walnuts. And so it's not dash, because it chopped up together. Now there's a bowl with the shells and the walnuts. And then she would take out the walnuts and put the walnuts in the salad before her husband came home from shul. The Ritva says, that is not allowed. That's not allowed. We're going to see Beis Yosef, could be argues on that. But the Ritva says, that's not allowed. Borer ochel mitoch psolas, in preparation of a meal, zok the Ritva is not allowed. And this is our first foray into halacha l'maisa. That the Ritva shita is, ochel mitoch psolas before the meal, in preparation for the meal, is not allowed. And he says, Isser, it's an Isser. Vein lasos kein. Ela b'shas achil mamish. Ukshiver ochel mitoch psolas. If you want to make the salad and take out the walnuts from the shells and put the walnuts into the salad, it must be during the suda, not in preparation of the suda. This is the Ritva's halacha l'maisa of Borer. Interesting, you know, the Ritva makes Borer very, very simple. Very simple Borer is from the Ritva. Yes?
Would there be a potential loophole in saying that you could eat some of it now and then whatever's left over will be in that salad? Or would that be the same? That would be loads, I guess. No loads.
I really don't know. When you talk about loopholes, and, you know, it's between you and Hashem. Do you really mean it, or don't you mean it?
I think, let's say,
that means you're not allowed to, you're not allowed to make a pound of walnuts and eat a half a pound for Kiddush. Then, I'm making it, and I'll eat, it's leftovers, and I use it for my salad. It depends what you're doing. It's between you and Hashem.
Right, I heard that.
You know, there's Kosh Baruch Hu there, you know.
So making, good.
I know people make deals with him, you know.
No,
I love the deals. Yeah.
Don't we say though?
No, you're doing it. You're about to do it. Okay.
Yeah.
What? You're doing it.
Don't we say that Sarah Masuda is beyond?
Not according to the Ritva.
What is beyond according to the Ritva?
During
this second?
The Ritva's words. Vein Lasas came Ella Bishas Abdiva Mamish. Mamish does not mean Nachum Mendel Schneerson, okay? Mamish. Okay? Yeah, Mamish. I tried. Okay, anyway. You gotta do it. I'm sorry. If I remembered you were here, I wouldn't have said that. I didn't hear your feelings, did I? Okay. Right before the course. When it's time for your mother to serve salad, that's when she's allowed to do it. Not prepare it beforehand, before the meal. Okay? That's the Ritva. I'm not saying that's a lacha. That's what the Ritva holds. Ritva made this very simple. Hilchos Borer, going to Ritva, is like the simplest thing in the world. Let's see what Vayikra Gemara, what the Gemara says. That's the Vayikra Gemara. We have to finish the Gemara because when you look at Achronim, there's Ritva ends this whole Lacha Maisa with Abaya. But it really doesn't end with Abaya. It ends with Ravashi. And let's see what Ravashi says. Let's see the Gemara right there. Oh, my phone's ringing again. Two I left in the office. Oh. What can you do? Halachon, Dr. Gemara. Let's see if I can. Halachon, Shnei Mini Ochem. I have in front of me two Mini Ochem. And this again is questionable. Is it Mini Ochem or Shnei Mini Ochem? And why before the Gemara was Gairus Mini Ochem? And now the Gemara is Gairus Shnei Mini Ochem. But you got to learn it's the same thing. Halachon, Shnei Mini Ochem. Ubirev ochel ubirev inyach. He is borer an eight and borer the minyach. Ravashi masni putter. Ravashi says you putter. Rav Yirmi Difti masni chayiv. Rav Yirmi Difti says you chayiv. Now, let's understand this. Ravashi masni putter. Ravashi says you putter. That means, according to Ravashi, what did you do? Yet shnei mini ochlim, and you took ochel and you ate it. You took ochel and he ate it.
But isn't that regarding a kibbutz
hanukkah? What? What? 1 second. I'm in the kasha. You're in the teretz. Ravashi mazeh pater. But tani chayev. But it says you chayev. Now, where does it say you chayev? Where does it say this you chayev? If I ask you, oh, Ravashi seems to be saying, then borer ochel mitoch psolus. Right? Ravashi says, you're potter, but tani chayiv. Where does it say yechayiv in such a thing? Where does it say yechayiv? So let's see the Rashi. This is the Rashi that Taisus argues on, but let's see the Rashi. Rashi says, vatanya la'el chayiv. It says before yechayiv. Where does it say yechayiv? V'i beborer u'meniach la'alter muter l'chadchila ava u'potter ava aser. Leka. It means like this. Ravash is putter. What, remember what when we learned Masechta Shabbos, what does putter mean? Putter aval aser. So it's aser. So therefore, what are we talking about? Are we talking about, it's talking about ochel metok psolas, really. That's what we're talking about, ochel metok psolas. When we learned the Brisa. Let's say we learned Abaya. What does Abaya say about Ochel Metol Psolas Miyad?
Mutter.
Well, Mutter. So if Abaya said, if Ravashi says Putter Aval Usser, he means I'm doing something wrong. But according to Abaya, if I'm doing something wrong, what's the wrong according to Abaya?
For later.
And what's that? Chayev. So Patra of Usher doesn't fit in here at all. So according to Rashi, Vatani Chayiv doesn't mean Vatani Chayiv, it says it's Chayiv. It means, when we learned Abaya, there's only two things. There's Mutter and Chayiv. There's no Patra of Usher. What case are we talking about? What?
The same question we got to
Yeah. Yes.
According to Ula and Abaya, would they, it has to be the Kavana of the during separation that says, like, we're separating now or later, or, like, let's say, like it has to be that and not the result that it's, you know, separated and left for later.
So you're not actually going to Abaya, you're actually going to Ula. Because Abaya says, Abaya says I have to eat it now. But Ula says I could separate for the night. It must be Kavana, what I'm doing it for. Yeah? But only in Ula. But that's the Gemara's Kasha according to Abaya, according to Ravashi. Where do we find in Abaya? We just learned Shapur Amenachmeni. Abaya is right. Where do we find Patra Aval Usser in Abaya? We don't find it in Abaya. Zapti Gemara. Lo Kasha. Hab Kanan B'Tamchui. Hab Napa B'Chivra. Comes along Ravashi. Ravashi says, oh, when are you chayiv? B'kanei b'tamchui. Only kanei b'tamchui, I mean, when you pucker up usher, b'kanei b'tamcha. Hab b'napra kivra. But napra b'kivra will be chayiv chatas. Now, does that fit into a baya at all, really?
No.
Tell me why not. Tell me why
still
not.
He's talking about Biyad. Here he still said that there's a concept of Patra.
Right. According to what we learn in Abaya, there's no concept of Patra of Usher.
Right, there's still that concept.
And according to Abaya, if you're doing it for later, it's even Biyad Chayiv, not only Napa Kivra. So this is not like really Abaya. A Rav Ashi is adding on to Abaya. So Rav Ashi, now when we go into Halacha, we have to know Rav Ashi also. Rav Ashi added on to Abaya. In the country of Ashi, the only Chiyuv Chatas you can have is Napa V'Kivra. And Chiyuv Tamchui is Patur.
Even Miyad?
What? So you have to learn this is not Miyad. You have to learn it's
Miyad
it's after.
Can say it's Mutter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why it's Kasha and Rashi. How could Napa Kivra be Miyad be Mutter? That's why it's Kasha and Rashi. Therefore, Tosu says it's a different brides that we're talking about. But let's see. We have to go back until the end of this Gemara and then see right there. Okay, let's go on. Let's learn right there. Kiyas Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came, Amar Shaps Rabbi Bihavai. I was in yeshiva, and in yeshiva, each guy took turns serving others. You didn't have, you know, one waiter. Every week, someone else was the waiter. So Rav Dimi said, oh, Rav Bibi, and I hate doing this, but in Litvin Yeshiva, say Rav Bibi. What does Svaradim say?
Bibi.
They say Bibi also? No, Bibi's out of, he's out of control.
They say Bibi Amelis.
Yeah, but in real Aramaic, it's Bevai. It's not really Bibi, it's really Bevai. But the Yeshivas say Bibi, but it's really Bevai. Okay. Kyatsa Rav Dimi, Amar Shaps, Rav Bibi, Hava, it was Rav Bibi Shabbos. Vikul Rav Ami Rav Asi. And Rav Ami Rav Asi were guests in yeshiva. Rav Ami Rav Asi were really Gedolim. And they had Gedolim is, you know, was in Shabbos, okay? And they was in Shabbos. They had Rav Ami Rav Asi in Shabbos. And he wanted to serve them dessert. The dessert was a bowl of fruits. Shada Kamayo Katola the Peri. He poured out the bowl of fruits in front of them. He poured out the bowl of fruits. And we didn't have the chutzpah to ask Rav Bibi, why are you pouring out the bowl of fruits? You know, sometimes you just don't ask the Rav, why are you doing that? So he poured the bowl of fruits, and they didn't know why he brought the bowl of fruits. Vaidana, we didn't know. Imishim desavar ocham betok psolus aser. Maybe he thought ocham betok psolus is aser. And so what? So if ocham betok psolus is aser, and he argues that everything that we know till now, because what do we know till now about ocham betok psolus? It's much for this meal entirely, and he's machmir on everybody. So what did he do? So how did he get out of it? He poured the fruit on the table. On the table, it's not teruvus. There's no butter if it's not a teruvus. Only if it's not teruvus, there's no borer. If I pick this off the table on Shabbos, am I being borer?
No, but it's
no teruvus
it's
here.
It's many different types of stuff.
But there's nothing that attaches them. Borer has to be from something that attaches them. Borer has to be from a teruvus. This isn't a, this is when he poured it out on the table, it wasn't the teruvus. Therefore, hey, that maybe that's why he did it. Imashim ayin yafuhu the machaven, or he wanted to show them that not cheap. How do you show them you're not cheap? You put the your fruits in the bowl. They have to go and take a fruit, and you know, does he want them to take another fruit? You just pour everything in front of them. Have what you want. You know, I'm not cheap. Have what you want. Maybe did that. They said, we don't know what he meant. We don't know what he meant. And they didn't. Okay. Yes.
How about pouring the fruit on the table and it's still, is it not staying in the open? Okay.
We've done this many times. Boirer is only from a teruvos. When there's in a bowl, in something, there's a mixture. There's boirer.
So
if there's nothing to combine them, it's not boirer.
So if I have a plate of fruit, that would not be teruvos?
Probably would be.
Why? It's the same.
I don't have to answer that question. What he's about to say, why, Rebbe, you say a plate of fruit is teruvos, but a table of fruit is not teruvos? What's the difference if it's a big, a table is just a big plate? That's what you're asking, right?
Basically what I'm asking.
Also, that's basically what you're asking.
Also, what you're supposed to see in the Torah, so let's say for also, I think that this would also be offshore.
We'll see. We'll see. If you look at Rashi said this clearly. Rashi says, Shalakamayu, what was the first sad? He didn't want it. Pick the ochel from the psolos. V'lasis lefnei kol echad ve'echad. Al ha'shotchan, he poured them out. V'hem notrim v'ochlim. And they ate it. U'b'shitach zeh. And by pouring it out, nifrash ha'ochel me'elav. Now, you want to learn this differently. What does nifrash ha'ochel me'elav mean?
It means that that should be problematic in itself.
One second. But
one
thing that we see from this Rashi. Remember Rashi at the beginning of the Sugya? This Shnei Ochim was not Shnei Ochim, it was Mini Ochim. And what really happened in the case? There was a bowl of fruits and the leaves in the fruit. Remember? So now, he'd be allowed to take Ochel Matok Psolus Biyad Miyad, but maybe he's Machmir, and he didn't want to take Ochel Matok Psolus Miyad or Biyad. Therefore, he poured him out. Rashi says when you pour him out, the leaves separate themselves. So when you take the apple, you are not separating the apple from the leaves. It's separated already. But that's the same thing we just talked about. So you're asking, what's the difference between the table and a plate? But there is a difference between table and a plate. I'm not sure what. But that's what Rashi says here. That when it's not teruvos, it's poured out, it's separated already. It's not boirer. Yes?
So he did boirer by separating. So if he's the one who separated the leaves from that.
Okay. Now, very good. Fret Yosef. So he did boirer. He poured it out. This everyone holds as mutter. This is less than biyad. This is less. Zora, that the wind didn't do anything. It's not Zora. The wind didn't do anything. But this is less than Biyad. It's a type of Borer, but it's even less than Biyad. It's not Kanir Tamkli. It's not Napo Kivra. It's not Biyad. It's even less. It's, you know, I pointed out it happened.
You throw the clump of dirt at the thing, and then it hits the branch, and then that branch hits the cluster of these, and then it falls.
So we hold that's kocha.
Kocha
is mutter.
Wait.
Okay, so maybe it's like kocha. But this is less than everything. This one's mutter. But you're right. This is a type of butter, but everyone holds this type of butter as mutter.
From this ground.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So why would this not be the case of like a kind of summer case, and where it's changed around? It's no longer because the rip was changed around. What ultimately took the solace is from the summer.
Tyson's dead.
The rip was off the
solace. Oh, the second shot.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, it says right here, nifrash ochel me'avah. I think there's a difference between being nifrash and just being noto ochel me'avah. There's a difference between being
Noto,
the Ocha, which is what the
real child is. Not Olav. Rashi says Olav, Rashi says Elav.
No, Nifrash Ocha
Me'elav. Me'elav by itself, not Ma'olav.
No,
that's
but,
Olav.
Yeah, so it's just adding on to his question.
No, because
yeah.
When it's not beyond, it's not kind of a Tamki, it's not Navatibra. It's less.
But at the end of the day, you're doing it.
Oh, this everyone holds you allowed to do. This is not Derech. Butter. This is not the throwing something on the ground is not their butter. That's given. Yes.
Would Rashi's explanation of this case be similar to the first answer of the other talk, where it's all about the perspective?
No, because there you're doing butter beyond. Just the question is, what butter you're doing? You're not doing butter.
It's not butter at all.
No, it's not butter at all.
It's like
I mean, it's butter, but it's not Derek butter at all. Okay, let's go on. Machlekes, that we're talking about Abaya now. You're mixing up the whole. You don't want to do that now. Okay, let's just finish Cheskia. Now, what is Cheskia saying? We don't do this. I thought we don't do it until. Mr. Toledano here, I thought we don't do this. Then he looked it up in Google and he says, look, we do this. So we do it. It says in Middle Eastern countries, they do it.
What did they do?
This is not a Middle Eastern country.
They pour the fruit on the table?
No, next Gemara. Chesky Amar. By the way, you know what I like to do. What's the difference between Chesky Amar and Amar Chesky, by the way? What? Very good. Amar Cheski would mean Cheski's arguing. Cheski Amar means Cheski said happened to say a new din. So Cheski Amar and Amar Cheski are two different things. Cheski Amar. Excellent. Cheski Amar. Habar to Musim Metok Solas Shilahan. Chayev. Now, what are two Musim? Lupine beans. What are lupine beans? A bean that's eaten in the Middle East. And it's unbelievable. What's Toledano's first name? Yaakov Toledano showed me on Google that how do you eat a lupine bean? Now, we don't eat lupine beans. I don't know. But a lupine bean is a very fiber-rich bean. It's in a husk. And you cook it. And then you cook it again. And then you cook it again, and you cook it again. You got to cook it many times because it's what? Serious with that? Okay. And it's poisonous. It's bigger to the point of poisonous unless you cook it many times. And then you pickle it. So, you know, I've never tasted a pickled lupine bean, but...
I go to Syria already.
First time.
I got to go to Syria, right?
Anyway, I'm
right. But they arrested people. Oh, you're going to Syria. You don't eat a lupine bean, right? Okay. That's Gamma. I brought to Muslim Top Service. If you take the bean out from the service, Shan Chayyar, Yechayyar. Reimak Sarach Eskia, Okom Top Service, Asr. Does he say Okom Top Service is Asr? Now, I don't know what this means at all, because usher doesn't mean chayiv. What does usher mean? Usher. Usher is always drabanan. And in Masechta Shabbos, usher always means drabanan. Here, chatas and then usher. I'm not sure what the Gemara meant here. What? What? Okay, I would think Cheshbel's Ochum Tavsolos is Aser. Because you're taking Ochum Tavsolos. Why did he say Yechayev Chatas? I didn't know what Aser means here. So the Gemara says, Shani Chemusim. Chemusim are different. The Shalkin Lim Shiva Zimna. You have to cook them 7 times. Vila Shakale. And if. What's the Aleph? What's the Aleph? Does anyone see the Aleph? Bilo Shakli. If you don't take it, the Shakli and the Shalki. Everyone gets mixed up in Shalki and Shakli. If you don't take it out, Misrach, it gets rotten. The Psolus Mitov Ocha Dami. And it becomes like Psolus Mitov Ocha. There's much Pshat, there's many Pshat in here. There's 2 Pshat in Rashi, there's Pshat in different Shonim. What happened here? I'm leaving that to you to do. We're in order showing them what's shot here. But Lamaisa, when you take out this being is called Psoilus. It's Psoilus Metaichaichal. Whether the bean will rot, it's called Psoilus. Or it'll make the other things rot, it's called Psoilus. Or, you know, it got cooked enough. And if you cook it another time, it'll get rotten. Then by taking out, it'll be Psoilus. But anyway, It's the psolus mitoch ochel dummy. It's like psolus mitoch ochel. Many pshatim. The only thing is to say chayev chatas and kip psolus mitoch ochel is a very hard thing. If it's psolus mitoch ochel, chayev chatas. Kip solus, it looks like solus the ochel. Are you chayv achatas? For sure not. So exactly what the Gemara means, kip solus the ochel, I'm not sure, because there's nothing a chatas for kip. There's a chatas for yes, not for kip. So I'm not sure exactly what's going on here with Chemusim. So when you go to Syria, tell me, okay? But that's the Chemusim. And that's the Maisa the Gemara. That's the Maisa the Gemara. That's the Gemara and the Ritva. And, you know, now, as I told you, we learned through the Sugya. We spent a long time on Pshat the Gemara. We spent a long time different things. Just want to finish up. I want to do some Halacha Maisa because we have to know. Then you can start asking questions after. But only after we learn the Bir Halachas. The Bir Halachas and the Mishnah Berurah is like almost unlearnable on this, but we'll try to learn it because we know so many shittas here. We know so much about this that we for us learning this Bir Halacha is simple. When you open up a Hilchos Shabbos, you learn the Bir Halacha. It's very hard. With your guys' knowledge, it's gonna be simple to learn the Bir Halacha. Okay, so after we learn the tour and we learn Shulchan, we're gonna learn the Beis Yosef, then we'll learn the Shulchan Aruch, then we'll learn the Mishnah Berurah and Bir Halacha. And the Shulchan Aruch. So I'm going to read a little bit of the tour. If you have the tour, please follow with me. But a little bit of the tour. Now, if you also have a little time, and you want to see the greatest sikkum. What sikkum means? Well, some of you, the whole sugya. At end of Beis Medrash, near the back, there's, and if you're facing your own Kaddish, it's the last thing on the right side of the Sforum shelves. It's a set of yellow svarim. It's called Encyclopedia Talmudis. Get Sefer number 2, which has Borer, and you have the greatest sikkum. He brings on every single shita, everyone. There's not a shita that he misses, okay? If you want to see it, spend some time and learn it. For me, that's Shabbos learning, but then, you know, look at it. But take a look at it, because see if it's something you don't know. But when you look at it, but let's see Shin Yud Tes. I hate to say this. I don't know if I should say it because it's on tape.
Should I pause it?
Yeah, pause it. Okay. I bet you went over somebody's head. You got it. Huh? Okay. Of course not. Yeah.
I mean, I guess so. That's just like a normal word. It's just like. It
was in the mirror. It was all Americans. I went in the mirror. It wasn't Israel. Let me tell you. The mirror was not Eretz Israel. What? It still isn't. You know? Okay. Okay. Let's see. Let's see the tour. Tour starts off. Habora Chayev. Bora is Chayev. Bahani Mili. Bora Benapa Kivra. That's if you with bor napa kivra, or bor la otzer, afila biyad, or bor la otzer afila biyad. So when you look at this, you say to yourself, "Oh, I know pshat in this tour." That he says bor is chayiv, v'hani mi napa kivra. That's for later. Or bor la otzer, I mean that's even now. Or bor la otzer, but bor for later afila biyad, even biyad. Because that's. That would be our buyer. Avo, what was that? What was that? Yeah. Avo biyadai, but biyadai, kidei lechel biyad, if it's biyad and miyad, mutter. It's mutter. Now, it doesn't say here, what doesn't it say? Which words are missing? Ochem dopto solus or ochem solus of ochem. Doesn't say it yet. Hilchach, ha'ilah fun of ochem im psolus shalem. There was ochel and psolus. Bor biyado litzorach osa achila. I could be borer litzorach osa achila. Which would mean, according to the tour, I could be borer psolus mitoch ochel, but also for osa achila. Vimbirer yoser, if you take more than oso achila, I feel the bay biyayim, even for that day, nasa kabor lotz v'chayev. That's kabor lotz v'chayev. Who's that? If I say even psalm ocha, who did he just quote? Abaye l'fida ritva. That's what he just did. Abaye l'fida ritva. Now he says, B'kanu v'tamchui lo yivra, but there's a patra of usser. There's kanu v'tamchui. V'mbirer patr, your patr of usser. V'mbir b'napu kivra chayiv chatas. If you're bir b'napu kivra, you chayiv chatas. And doesn't say exactly what he means here. So we have to see the Beis Yosef, how the Beis Yosef learns this. This tour. Did you guys learn the Beis Yosef inside? How the Beis Yosef learned the tour? Okay. I have to spend a little time in this Beis Yosef. So the first part of the Beis Yosef is all about our Gemara and exactly different Mishanim. Let's see. First of all, near the bottom, Mishir Alter, everything they said till now, we know. Shir Alter. It says that you're allowed to eat. That you're allowed to be borrow the altar. What is the shir of the altar? What is the shir of the altar? Kasva rush varan b'shem Rabbi Chanano. The hainu shir ma shemesiv al shulchan ba'osa suda b'vad. Only osa suda. The altar is only osa suda. That's the altar. Just like the ritva. Again, only osa suda. A little different. If you listen to it, it's different. שזה ראשון, אפילו ביד שאמרו, דמותר דווקא לאלתר, כלומר, לאוסו סודה. What does לאוסו סודה mean? For that סודה. Not, how does the Ritva say it? באוסו סודה. He says, לאוסו סודה. Right. אבל, בבוי ביין, what does בוי ביין mean? כלומר, שבוירו מניח בצורו סודה אחרס, during my Shabbos meal during the day, I'm borer for shalosh shudas. That would not be allowed. That would be aser. Yes. Of course, but we'll see that. Nearly is up to be shesiv. The hokikamar. Shimu borer acher suda. If you make butter after your meal, kol shabaru tzorich suda acheres ba'osa yom ba'atzmo, if you're doing it for shalshudis, havel out there. So he's saying, da'alki kamar, shimu baru acher suda. If you baru after your suda, kol shabaru tzorich suda acheres ba'osa yom ba'atzmo, havel out there. Tremendous chiddush of the Mishnah. What's the Bishayis saying? We said, if you make borer during your Sudas Shachris for Shal Shudas, that's Chayv Chatas. But what happens if I finish my meal and I bench? And then my wife is cleaning off the table, and she says, oh, I want to make salad now for Shal Shudas. And she's borer now for Shal Shudas. He said, that would be allowed. Because what's that called?
Leh.
It's called Leh Hasuda. You're allowed to do a Leh Hasuda. If you're doing it during a meal, that's not called, and you don't want to eat this meal, it's not called Leh Hasuda Haba, because it's this meal. You can't be borer for the next meal during this meal. But right after the meal, I could be borer. Unbelievable thing. What time is it? Just one more thing. Be'im kshu betoch Hasuda. If it's a little suda, boirer, any yach liver el tzarek osa suda bovat. Like I said, in little suda, only that suda. B'chenim bar kodim suda. And this is the Beis Yosef holds. I'm allowed to make boirer before the meal. While I'm in shul, my wife is allowed to do boirer for a meal. Tzarek ochem betoch asuda rishonim. I must eat it during that meal. If hishim hem ad acher sh'amat sudasev, if I... It was left, well, mikra alter v'chayev. And this is a very hard thing, what the Beis Yosef means. It's almost impossible to say such a thing. If I'm borer, and I don't eat the whole thing, I'm not so hungry during the meal, I leave over, I'm chayev. He must mean that if I fake it, like you were saying, he must mean if I fake it. How could it be if I suddenly know me, I don't get hungry, I'm not so hungry. I'm chayv chatas. That's impossible. What? He says, "Give us something." Have a good day. I'll see you.
Is that for a beer for the offal or mania? Because if you have beer for guests, and then they just don't end up eating it, you didn't know that.
Because if I don't end up eating it, why
well, if you made it for them, you know you don't need this. You have guests, and you're assuming that they're going to eat it.
Same thing.
And then they don't end up eating it.
Same thing.
I don't care.